Hey friends, I want to thank you for listening to the Get Balanced podcast with me, your host, Dr. Donnie. And today I want to talk to you about leading your family. And if you enjoy this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend and going out to your podcast platform and giving it a great review. This is episode 122.
Welcome to the Get Balanced podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Now, I hope everyone out there had a great holiday weekend. Those three-day weekends are always fantastic, except I know some of you may have been working all weekend, so we always think of you out there as well. But hopefully everyone stayed safe and you had a good time with your family for part of that weekend. Now, what I want to talk to you today is about leading your family. And what I mean by that is that, as you know, but sometimes we sometimes don't always realize it or think about it, is everyone is watching. You know, our spouses are watching us, our children are watching us. And when they're watching us, it's like, whether we realize it or not, we are leading by example. And I want to get into some of this when it gets into our health and wellness and various aspects of just family dynamics. Now, the other thing I want to do, though, when I talk about leading your family, I'm talking about leading with work-life balance, right? How are we managing our work-life balance? Now, for those new to the podcast, work-life balance for me is simply this. Are you aligning your daily behaviors with your priorities in life? Think about that question. Are you aligning your daily behaviors with your priorities in life? Now, many of you, I know from my workshops, the question about priorities in life. Well, wait a minute. I haven't really thought about my priorities. It's been maybe a few years or 5 years or 10 years. You know, we get running through life so darn fast. We go, go, and go. And, you know, you may be saying, hey, doc, what are you talking about? Priorities in life. You know, I haven't really thought about that. Or I also get this is a lot of times is that, well, yeah, you know, I want good health. You know, good health's priority in my life. And, but then I ask you, okay, let's look at the other side of the coin there about, you know, if you know what your priorities in life are, how are your daily behaviors? Are they supporting those priorities in life? Are they in alignment with it, you? Because that's really what this podcast is about, is that I hope and my dream and my prayer is that I can encourage and inspire you to align your daily behaviors with your priorities in life. Now, I know from just universal studies out there, and plus everyone I talk to constantly, is good health, physical health, mental health, and great family relationships are generally two of the top priorities in people's lives, as well as an engaging and effective career, having meaningful work, getting a sense of accomplishment, you know, a lot of that. So when we talk about priorities in life, I want to share with you a little bit about my research that I did several years ago, and this was my PhD research, is that a model that came out of the research of all these case studies I did is called a self-care flourished living model. And the reason why it's called self-care flourished living is because the people in these multiple case studies, they were very, very effective in their careers as leaders. And they were also very effective with their work-life balance. And they were very effective with their self-care. And the self-care component, though, that I researched, there were four pieces of the health and wellness piece. It was our physical health, our mental health, our social health, and our spiritual health. And what was so interesting about this research, and since this research of 4 years ago that produced the model, I have written chapters in two different university textbooks on work-life balance, and I was able to include through the peer-reviewed process the self-care flourished living models. And it's an evidence-based product, if you will, or process that we can use to help us align our daily behaviors with our priorities in life, especially when it comes to wellness and families. So one of the things that I want to talk to you today about are the self-care components. And if we start looking at this and then asking ourselves our question, my original piece that I said I want to talk to you about is, how are you leading your family? You know, what are our behaviors like when it comes to our physical health? Now, we can break physical health down into several components, right? We can talk about nutrition. We can talk about exercise. We can talk about sleep, right? Very hard to get. But those are the three. Hydration. That's a big, big component. I was partially dehydrated several days ago after doing some rigorous exercise in the heat and high humidity. And I was coming down with flu-like symptoms, and my wife got me a large bottle of water. We were at Home Depot, actually, and she goes, here, chug this, see if this is going to make you feel better. Because I was actually feeling sort of nauseous, and I'm thinking, what is going on? I chugged that bottle of water, and just about instantly started feeling better, and within 10 minutes felt great. So I know a lot of you are in EMTs and in healthcare out there, and you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, part of that health, you know, hydration is a big part. And I'm learning more about that, is the importance of being hydrated. But if we start looking at our physical health, you know, how are we eating? What are we eating? How much are we eating? You know, you start thinking about that. And I'm saying that, you know, your family is watching, because they are. You know, because generally, though, their habits are going to follow your habits. And this is really prevalent in many research studies. And I know it is in my own family about exercise. Everyone is watching. Now, I've fortunately been able to exercise my entire life. I've always had it as a component in my life. It's one of those things that I really can't. I have a hard time living without it. It's something that I want to do. I'm eager to do it, and I have a need to do it. And not just from a physical health component, I love the spillover effect that I get from a mental health component, that I feel better after I exercise. And I know it's just not a feeling. I mean, the feeling comes from a chemical change that is released when we exercise, or shortly after we exercise. So with that, I do it for the mental health. But let me take you back, though, to, you know, your family is watching, is that part of that self-care model was, is that, you know, are we taking care of our physical health, and how are we? Because again, our family is watching. And this is so important, though, and we think about, if we just look at statistics in our country here in the United States, we look at statistics, you know, 78 to 80% of our population are overweight or obese. And you know what has climbed? The climb of childhood obesity is alarming. It is a huge concern. And if we think about that, and that's been going on for about, I believe, 3 decades, okay? But before that, it really wasn't around. And each decade and each year, it just seems getting worse and worse and worse. And many of you know, of course, childhood obesity or overweight children, I mean, it can lead to all kinds of problems as an adult, as well as a child. And I think, when we look at this, we need to step back and say, well, wait a minute, how is this happening and why is it happening? And I think it is time that we all take an honest look in the mirror and say, hey, the family component is truly the best dynamic that we can have, the best tool to make positive change in our own lives, in the lives of our family, in the lives of our community, in the lives of our country, is that the family unit is truly where we can get it done. And that's why I'm saying, your family is watching you. So with that said, how are you doing with it, right? Are your daily behaviors in alignment with your priorities in life? Is your physical health a priority in your life? And how are you doing with exercise? How are you doing with nutrition, hydration, right? Because your children are watching you and your spouse is watching you. Now, I know this from my family. My wife, she is blessed genetically. She is tiny. She can eat pretty much anything she wants, but she chooses to eat healthy. But she decided that, you know what, Donnie, you are always exercising and I'm feeling a little left out. So she joined in and started exercising. Now she has built that habit up to, it is routine. It's a part of her. It's a part of her life. And she told me after the fact, she goes, I did it because I was watching you and it was such a part of your life. And then my children, they do the same thing. They have all been active. They stay active. And they are like, well, wait a minute. If dad can go out and run 4 miles in this heat, I guess I better be able to go do that too. You know, my two younger ones, 18 and 19 years old, Hannah and Gabriella, we have such a blessing to have them spend the summer with us. Gabrielle came back from college and Hannah just graduated high school and she's heading off to college. So we have about 6 more weeks with them in the house. And then they're off to college. And then my son, he's a firefighter and he's as busy as ever in paramedic school, but he's athletic and he works out. He makes sure that he works out, stays physically fit. He manages his diet well and all of that. And my oldest daughter, Rachel, who lives in Los Angeles, same thing, you know, knows that exercise is part of life, proper nutrition and all of that. And I bring it all back to they're watching and I have to realize they're watching me. Now they're watching me on some other aspects too. I mean, even from, you know, they pick up habits like drinking coffee or, you know, it's just things like that, right? They pick up your habits. And so we need to be careful. We want them to, of course, pick up all of our good habits, right? But we don't want them to pick up our bad habits. Now, we can save that for another podcast talking about bad habits, things like that. But, you know, we do want to, though, take an inventory, self-check ourselves, right? What and how am I leading by example, even on things that maybe I don't really want to lead on, but I have to understand they are out there and they are watching. So when we think about that, it needs to sometimes, hopefully it hits us, you know, hits us in the chest a little bit to say, you know what, they are watching. So where do I need to sharpen my saw here? Where do I need to sharpen some of my habits? And where do I need to turn maybe a habit that's not so good? And let's see if we can make that habit a little bit better, right? Because they are watching. So, it's not just with our physical habit, is it? With our diet. It's just not with our exercise or our nutrition. I mean, you know, we can have a lot of different things there, but such as for our mental wellness, right? I know my kids with them and with my wife is that they ask me, well, Dad, how do you keep doing it? How do you keep exercising? Why do you keep exercising and things like that? And I'm like, you know, I do it just as much for my mental wellness as I do for my physical health. Yeah. And whether it's going to the gym or running outside, it's getting that it's a big part for me. And I firmly believe this, that it's a mental health. It's keeping your mental health and emotional health fine-tuned by exercising. Because if I go a period of time, many days without, I start getting irritable and I start questioning myself, why am I irritable? Well, I know I've got a lot to do, a lot of work, this or that, but I'm like, I need to go exercise. You know, that it's that mental health component. And then the other two pillars of the self-care flourish living model, we have the physical health, mental health, but we have that social health and then spiritual health. Now the social health is something that, when my family watch, when they watch me, this is the area that I lack. I don't have a healthy social health. And I realized that through my adult years is that I never really hung on to those friends and I'm not that social. And some of you, you know, you may not find, or if you, those that know me may say, Donnie, what are you talking about? You're very social. I mean, you know, we became friends from me going to your workshops and stuff like that. And you know what? Yes, I love those friendships and I am social that way, but I just mean just those outside of the work that I do, just doing social things. And I remember actually a firefighter, Jim Bernica out of Dayton Fire Department. And Jim, you better be listening. He took me to a UD basketball game and it was great. It was part of that thing. I was thinking, I got to be more social, you know, and UD, a University of Dayton basketball game. And so that was really nice. But I also realized that, you know what, it's not too late to improve any area of our self-care. And I had to take a strong look in the mirror and said, you know what, I need to reach out to some old friends. And I did. He was one of my best friends, John Klein. He's a retired firefighter now, just recently retired out of Dayton Fire Department. And we reconnected and we've had several dinners together. John and his wife, Debbie, great people, great family. And it's been wonderful. And we connect, we text, you know, that friendship is back. And for me, that social health, that component is wonderful. And I needed that. And I wanted my children to meet them, the ones that were home, that could meet my friend from since I was a kid, right? And it was nice for them to see that, right? Because I knew they were watching me. And so it was a different component. And the other thing that I did, though, is that when I reconnected with John, part of it was watching my wife, is that watching her social health. Now, she has a very healthy social care, if you will, self-care. And she's very social with a close, small group, but really good friends. And I learned from that, you know, that I need to have that in part of my life. You know, it's part of wellness. So I improve that. That's one area. And then the other one is the spiritual health. And for me, I mean, it's God, it's Jesus. It is prayer. It is listening to podcasts that give me that spiritual lift. I do it every single morning. I go out, I've been doing this for months. I go out for a 30-minute walk, just a quick walk, sort of wake up. Well, it's after my coffee, let's be honest here. So after the two cups of coffee, go out for a 30-minute walk to get my day started, if you will. And I listen to the podcast and I listen to Joel Osteen, and I find it so remarkable. I mean, it's a mix of faith, biblical principles, teachings of God, teachings of Jesus, teachings of scripture, to positive psychology. I mean, keeping the bright side, looking at everything through a positive lens. And I need it. It is a huge part of my spiritual health, because then that when I get a dose of that, that spills over again into my mental health, and it can spill over into my social health. And it does this in remarkable ways. You know, as I mentioned, my mental health is that it spills over to where I am more positive for that day. It sets my day up just right. And when I pray, that sets my day up. Or if I'm struggling and I'm with something during the day, I take a time out and I pray and I sort of get my direction, my, you know, what is important in my life, get refocused on that. And I try to do that often, to where I'm trying to revisit my priorities in life. And I'll share with you, one thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and start journaling. And I journal through the same journals that I had all these participants journal in my research. I'm going back to the basics of journaling. And if you have any, I'll talk about this after I get some entries on in it, and I'll do a podcast on it. And if you have an interest in it, I'll be happy to share that journal with you. But because it's helps me when it's top of mind, I keep it in front of me and I'm looking at it and I'm journaling each day about how am I doing in all the different roles in my life? How am I doing as a husband? How am I doing as a father? How am I doing as trying to encourage and inspire others in their work-life balance? Am I making a difference in people's lives? How am I doing
in my business? How am I doing in my spiritual health, my mental health, physical health, and all the various components of that? How am I doing with my children? You know, that. So I'm going to get back into that. That's one thing that I'm doing here at the mid-year mark, is that I'm going to be getting back into that journal, because I realize and I understand that thinking about priorities is one thing. Putting the action, right? Walk the talk. That's a whole different thing. And that's what work-life balance truly is. It is simply about aligning your daily behaviors with your priorities in life. And the other thing, though, too, is I want to share with you, it's not just the health components, right? That they're watching. Your family is watching. They watch you about how you talk about your work, what you do, your career, how you, your relationships at work. They look at all of that. They look at is, you know, how have you been doing with continuous education? Do you take education seriously? And I know all of you do out there, is that continuing ed. And because they start modeling that, right? They start looking at that. Well, you know, and I got a great compliment from my kids that, wow, you know, Dad, you were much later in life when you got your PhD. So they look at that as, hey, you know, Dad can do it, I can do it. So I want to be that role model in that area. And the other thing I'll share with you on a personal side are hobbies. You know, I am just starting to develop a hobby. It's something that I've always wanted to do, and that's getting out on a boat. I love the water. I used to do it with the family when all the kids were smaller. Had a boat for 10 years, just never got to do it that often, right? But I love being out on the water. So getting into that hobby and looking to really develop, you know, what other hobbies, what are some of those things that I just do just for the simple enjoyment? And I ask you, what do you do simply just for the enjoyment? You know, because if we don't have hobbies, you know I let those go and I look back and I'm like, you know, I'm missing that, you know, so start some of that. So with that said, I'm going to have a call to action here. And what this call to action is I want to ask you to take a look at, how are your kids seeing you? What are they watching? How are they interpreting it? How about your spouse? How are they interpreting what they see? And you know what? Sometimes you don't need to guess at this. You can simply sit down and have a conversation with them and start thinking about, are your daily behaviors in alignment with your priorities in life? Because I promise you, if you keep this top of mind, you can truly change those behaviors. Because behaviors, remember, they're just habits. And we can add new habits, right? We can get into habit stacking. We can start, we'll do another one on that, habit stacking. But we can build some new habits, because that's what our daily behaviors are built off of. So I highly encourage you, the call to action again is to get in there, start thinking about, hey, how am I leading my family? Because they are watching me. And start, go ask them and bring that family together. Because if you're seeing some things in your children that maybe you wish they were doing better or get more serious about or whatever it may be, perhaps take a look at, how are you modeling it? And perhaps can you shift some behaviors and watch how their behaviors start to shift too? Hey, with that, I'm Dr. Donnie. May God bless you all. Keep you safe, healthy, and happy, as well as your families. And I will be in touch with you next week, and we'll continue down this path of work-life balance. In the meantime, if you have any questions, please head out to my website, www.donniehutchinson.com. If you'd like to get in touch with me, send me an email, give me a phone call. There's a lot of information on workshops and online courses that you can take in the privacy of your own computer there. And until next week, may God bless you all. Take care. Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not?
Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.